Welcome to the first Fusion Patrol Audio Boo, coinciding neatly with the first episode of Series 7's Doctor Who, Asylum of the Daleks. This will be my very spoilerful review, which Ben and I will be talking about on the show proper a little later on. To start with, I would say that the pre-hype that says Asylum of the Daleks is the first time the Daleks have been made scary again is consistent with reality. I'm not scared by Daleks. I'm not behind the sofa, and I've always thought they're actually really quite comical. However, in the right setting, such as in the original episode, the Daleks, they were worrisome. They were a menace. And Moffat has correctly returned them to basically a Scarrow-like environment where they can be dangerous, and you are helpless in their presence. And so in that respect, they are menacing. The story was interesting. I didn't know going into it what was going to happen, but I think I figured out quite early that the girl was really a Dalek brain trapped inside a casing or something to that effect. Just by the look of the set she was in and the way the voices were trying to break in. What's particularly interesting about it is that the actress playing the part is Jenna Louise Coleman, who will be the Doctor's companion starting in December, the Christmas special. What does that mean? Was this her at the end of her life, even though she didn't seem to know the Doctor? Is this a meet the companion out of order thing? I don't know. But it was an interesting choice of casting, and it was a surprise. So, I'm really looking forward to next week's episode. I'm happy with the way that this series has started off, and I can't wait to see dinosaurs on a spaceship. So, all in all, a good start to Series 7. Much better than the catastrophe that started off Series 6. Until next time, I hope you'll join me again for another Fusion Patrol Audio Boo.